This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcorn to be at 11. Joey Vitale is going to join us a little bit later. Brian McKenna is in studio right now because we have a big event coming up on Sunday, June 23rd. It's the, how do you pronounce that?
Exist.
X-I-S-T. I like the catchy spelling there. Fitness and Vibe Tribe 5K, fun run and walk. Tell our listening audience about it.
Well, my good friend Stephanie Bozich, who is the vice president of Exist Fitness, who is sitting to my left. Along with my partner with the Vibe Tribe, that's our charity, the Vibe Tribe, with Brian Kessler, who's a Maplewood fireman. And Stephanie has been coming to a lot of our events, supporting it, and she said, hey, Exist wants to do something with you guys. Let's throw a charity 5K run, and Steph, you take it from there how it all took off. She doesn't want to talk. No, Steph said, hey, we would like to do this. Let's find some people that will benefit from this. We also want to give your charity some money so you can continue doing good things throughout St. Louis, mostly helping kids with cancer, but really, we help anyone. Our mission at the Vibe Tribe is acting upon the needs of others. So this year, we're holding the 5K Fun Run Walk. It's this Sunday at Jefferson Barracks at the Atkinson Shelter. It's a 5K, $25 entry. It's a fun run walk, so families are included. There's going to be so much stuff going on, but it's going to be benefiting, like I said, our Vibe Tribe, but also Will Oller, who was a soccer player at Limburg High School. He is fighting leukemia, and also Charlie Morgan, a Vianney High School student, who is battling osteosarcoma. Ugh. So he was a volleyball player. So we had to get Lindbergh and Vianney together after all these years. I can't believe I'm doing this, Frank, because my mantle is empty because they won all the state soccer championships when I was there, and I blamed Steve Maurer and Mike Stomp and Coach Villa.
Coach Villa, for sure.
Oh, and the list goes on.
Did you ever play against
on.
The Jacober? Or were any of those kids
no.
at that time?
No.
They were both different ages. Gotcha.
Oh, wait. Yes, I did play basketball against his son who went to Vianney.
Gotcha. He is.
I think I dunked on him. I think I postered him.
I'd like to see a video of that.
Sky and Brian McKenna, Frank. You remember the nickname.
The Vibe Tribe. Now, how did this all go into effect? Because basically, like, how many people you hope to have for this run?
We're hoping on our first run, they said to expect about 150 people.
And will some of the people who are battling these issues, will they be participating?
We don't know yet. It's kind of like as far as Charlie and Will, the parents just said we hope to be there. It just depends on their health that day, but. You know, the Vibe Tribe started really about 2 years ago, but, you know, after all the charity work and that, when I retired from radio, did you get that, retired?
Yes. Got that pension, obviously.
Yes. Randy Markell, give me a call if you ever need me. But no, you know, doing charity work all over, you know, for 22 years in radio, I had a voice, and I kind of lost my voice. Thank God for a big Facebook following, but this is what I want to do the rest of my life. So while I've been battling cancer the past couple of years, I've been, you know, throwing crumbs out how to get this done. And so hopefully that's what I'm going to be able to do for a living in the next year or two. So it's just all about helping people. There's plenty of people in this community who need help, especially families whose kids have cancer.
Will Oller is a guy that we've profiled quite a few times yep. on Channel 5, and he has been battling this for maybe 3 years now.
Yeah, and Steph, the latest update, he's doing better, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
He still has a long road ahead of him.
He has a long road ahead of him.
He was like, you were a goalie.
Right. I was not. I was a midfielder.
Midfielder. Okay.
Will first team All State, Lindbergh Hall of Fame. Hey, wait, are the mics on? Wait, we're on the air right now.
And Will is the guy that was headed to play Division I soccer. I
Absolutely.
Think before the illness. And who knows? Maybe if he gets better, he will do it again.
And so. Charlie was a hell of a volleyball player, and will continue to be a hell of a volleyball player at Vianney.
So I'm getting a bunch of texts. How is your health currently?
Pretty good. I just finished around 8 week round of chemo pills 3 weeks ago. So let me tell you, the Blues run didn't help much after the chemo. Holy God.
But you actually made it to the parade?
Oh, yeah. I've been hollied for 3 weeks. Hollied's a verb now. You do know that. But yeah, no, we had Steph hooked me up. I have to be honest. Steph and our friend Karen Bunyak, her family hooked us up. As soon as the Blues won on Wednesday night, Their family booked two rooms at the Hilton.
Really?
And so they put up a pop-up tent the next morning, all the booze you could ask for, and we had a car to get inside and use the restroom. So it couldn't have gotten any better. We were right there in front.
Wow. How is booze with chemo?
Great.
It's a good mix.
Yeah. Plowsy, some of the other stuff helped too.
No, I bet you. I've been at that level.
No, you know what? Listen, I'm putting poison in my body. What else, you know? What else? Yeah. What else can I do? And I didn't go crazy, did I, Steph?
No.
She's not supposed to talk about
she's
that.
Really not, but, confirming
no, I got,
that.
I got pretty hollied over the weekend, but that was to be expected.
He may have been on stage at Ballpark Village.
Yeah.
It's not confirmed yet, but.
I was dancing by myself on stage to, what song was it?
After the
with Todd
presentation
Thomas.
Or before?
After, with Todd Thomas.
So you were there from what time to what time? You were there. You got there at 10 a.m.
10:15.
Until about 4 p.m.
Yeah, well, I had to go out to Imperial for a party at my brother's house. So I left about 4:30.
Well, that's a long time there. 10 to 4.
Yeah, it was a pretty long time. I mean, yeah. Frank, I'm Irish, man. You know, if you're not wasted, the day is.
What was the thing? That. What's the, tell Brian about the new thing they have in Las Vegas to help you recover.
Oh,
you
it's,
heard about this, Brian?
You put some IVs in you.
Yeah,
the saline drip or whatever.
Saline solution.
Yeah. Steph knows all about that.
Yeah, I've done one.
She's done one.
Hey, does it work?
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
I'm
gives you a ton
see
of
people
energy.
Walk out looking like they're
they
a
have it in Nashville,
bucks.
Too.
Yep.
Wow.
Advertised in all the bathrooms.
So, Brian, how about you for Game 7? Were you watching at home alone? Because I know you like to concentrate and really watch it because you're a hockey fanatic.
I was going to, but I couldn't. I just had to. So I went up to a bar up the street called the 09 Pub where we watched a bunch of the games. And I still can't believe it. I woke up today and I couldn't even believe it. Saturday was one of the greatest days of my life. It brought me back to when I was a kid and in between periods. I forgot. Frank, who did the TV games back in the 70s?
Well, let's see.
I couldn't even remember.
Was it Dan Kelly, Gus Kyle, Noel Picard?
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I thought they'd simulcast, too.
Weren't they
bit.
On Channel 11?
Yeah.
Well, during the period, six of my brothers, we used to go downstairs and beat the living hell out of each other and then come back up in between periods. So it was one of the greatest days of my life. I still can't even believe. And what was so cool is the players are so authentic. It's not a knock on other athletes, but these guys are so down to earth. They were coming up right next to us,
yeah.
Holding kids up in the air. Puking? I don't know if you saw the video of one of the players
we
puking.
Did, yes.
Okay.
We kind of played the audio of that. We're not going to mention his name. But... Now, I will say this. I don't want to, like, condemn the Toronto players because there was, I think, did they say 2 million there in Toronto?
1.5-ish.
1.5. And they were up so high that they couldn't get to the fans.
Right.
But ours were just on these, you know, these trucks. And they could just jump out at any time.
Yeah, you smell like champagne, Frank. No, it was unbelievable. And it just says, I mean, first of all, it was great for the city of St. Louis and you know, all the revenue it brought in. But for I don't know, a couple of weeks, we kind of liked each other. It was like my one buddy said, on Monday, we can go back to murdering each other and the carjackings and the STDs and stuff like that. But for 3 weeks, you know, kumbaya.
All right, if somebody wants to be a part of this Exist Fitness and the Vibe Tribe 5K Fun Run Walk at Jefferson Barracks, how do they go about doing it? The price is dirt cheap, I should say.
Yeah, Steph, take over.
All they have to do is go online at existfitness.com and register, or you can go into either of our Exist Fitness locations at Concord Village or Arnold, or call 314-849-9969, and we can get you set up. I also wanted to mention that DKMS will be there Sunday. They will be there recruiting bone marrow donors. It takes is a simple cheek swab to potentially save the life of a blood cancer patient. So anyone can come there to do that.
And we still have a couple whole sponsorships. It's only $100. So you can just go on my Facebook page or you can get a hold of Stephanie at existfitness.com. And Frank, I just want to say thank you to the Blues. That was number 2 on my bucket list and I can knock that one off.
Very nice.
There you go. Number 1, of course, is Jennifer Aniston.
I think you're going to go.
Oh, wait,
that
was my bucket list. That rhymes with bucket.
Oh, stop it.
And by the way, could you just show up at 8 a.m. and
yes, yeah, yes, absolutely. You can absolutely just show up on Sunday and be a part of our event.
Good stuff.
Now, that was so bad. Hold on. Sunday was Father's Day. That was the worst dad joke I've heard in a while. That bucket list thing.
Hey, okay, speaking of dad, terrible. I want to say this in all seriousness. Has anyone mentioned today is the 9-year anniversary of the passing of Jack Buck?
Today is.
Yep.
Wow.
You think the Post-Dispatch would have had time.
Yep. No, he passed away in 2002, didn't he? He's a 9-year?
Oh, not 9 years. Yeah. Somebody do that. I went to Lindbergh. Do the math.
17-year
anniversary.
So all those All-State goodness. Ceremony.
Yeah. Not quite yet over the weekend of drinking. He's still
recovering.
He's like
one of those North Carolina athletes that had, you know, people take a test for.
I wrote that paper. Now, I've never been out to any 5Ks. I feel like I'm not charitable, I guess. But are dogs allowed? Are you able to?
You can bring your dog.
Perfect.
Bring the family, bring the dogs. You can walk. Even if you don't want to participate in the run in that, you can buy T-shirts and hang out and stuff like that.
Yeah, that day we'll be selling T-shirts for $20, and that money goes to the kids as well.
Sweet. Me and the gal and the dogs would definitely be out there. Frank, awesome. You better be out
there.
Do
it.
8 a.m. I could do that. Because the 5K is not bad either. I'm glad you didn't make it some real long run, you know?
No. And by the way, we also said, you notice it said fun run walk, meaning if you're competitive, go ahead and go balls out from the beginning. But if you're not, just go ahead and jog, walk, do whatever you want to do.
Brian, thanks for everything you do, and we appreciate your incredible story of courage. You look great. I love your attitude. Great
thanks,
to see you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoyne will join us when we come back.